Why do you love that? Why do you like that Indian thing so much?
I don't know. It's just there's
yeah, more, hey! Yeah.
So many ironies in that. One is that it actually sounds funny.
Yeah, hey.
Two is it's insulting as hell, but not at the same time.
Yeah,
anyway, it's reverential and insulting.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
And who gets paid to sit and just make weird syllables on the radio?
Yeah, and then... And then
the whole thing just cracks me up.
Translate his own gibberish. Yeah, hey. Na na cha cha. Yeah, hey. Yeah, na he ke cha cha. Wa ma na he che ke ya ya. He says his people have traveled many moons to hunt the buffalo. All right.
I'm going to play this for your buddy Jimmy when he comes back Sunday. Just to give me a little sampling of what you do.
To
help understand what you do on the radio.
The great Jimmy Kimmel is going to be hosting the show Sunday and Monday. That ought to be a treat for you kiddies. And, yeah, so maybe I'll just leave a little audio message for Jimmy.
In Sue? You're going to play it, Drew?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Drew, you're not playing anything.
I'm going to play it.
Yeah, Anderson will play it.
You don't even play with yourself. You can't play this stuff.
I'll see to it that Anderson plays it.
All right. Eric?
Uh-oh. Eric?
Yes?
All right. 15.
Yeah, I have a rash on the head of my penis. It's like the size of a dime.
And just a red patch?
Yeah.
And why don't you get somebody to look at that? It could be allergy. It could be anything. It could even be psoriasis.
Oh, okay. Right. Well, I have two things. Like, I went skinny dipping. Yeah. And I don't wear underwear. So do you think those could be factors?
I don't believe him. I think this is BS. And that's the last piece of English I'm going to speak tonight. I'm going to do the entire show in Chippewa.
Chichen-nene. Don't call it Chippewa anymore.
Oh, what is it?
A different name now. Yeah, it's insulting to call it Chippewa.
I don't know what they call him. Neneche. Nenehecheka. Yaya nenehechekea. Neneyewa. Drew's such a sucker for that. What is it, Drew? What's wrong with his penis? I don't believe him.
His penis is bogus.
Are you lying?
No, I'm not.
All right. The point is, I can't tell what it is. People are not seemingly able to describe rashes to me. It's a red patch. Could be anything from allergy to psoriasis.
So
he needs to get somebody just to check it out and see what it is.
All right.
Doctor, that is.
Let's talk to Mike, who's 35. Mike?
Yeah, how you guys doing?
Good.
Yeah, I had a question.
Yeah.
Where in Ohio are you calling from?
Down near Cincinnati.
Drew was just out that way.
I was up in Columbus yesterday. This morning.
All right, so what's the question there, Mike?
All right, it has to do with sex toys.
Mm-hmm.
Benoit balls.
Mm-hmm.
Do they actually work, and are they safe?
They're safe. Do they work? I've never actually spoken to a woman who was particularly enamored with that whole thing. You ever talked to someone who thought they're the greatest thing?
The Benoit, does that go in the cooch?
Yeah.
Yeah.
As opposed to the keister?
Well, yeah, the cooch or the keister. I mean, if you took Benoit balls and put it in someone's ass, then it becomes anal beads.
Right.
Right?
And
right. Those are on its string.
Right.
I say anal beads, people wouldn't risk putting things in their ass without having a string attached.
Right.
Some sort of tether.
But it's interesting. It's like if you take a dead end and you put it in Van Nuys, it's a dead end. But if you put it in Encino, it's a cul-de-sac.
That's right.
And by the same token, Benoit balls become anal beads when they go in the tukai.
That's right.
So, you feed them up the vagina and then you pull them out?
No, they walk around with them.
Oh, you walk around with them?
Yeah.
But don't you?
That's what I was under assumption.
Oh, you don't pull them out one at a time like
a string
of pearls?
No. This is for them to
Drew,
stimulate
you're a real expert.
These are for them to stimulate themselves.
Yeah. All right.
In fact, a friend of mine's got a novelty gift of these sort of with vibrating units in them that the husband supposedly has on a remote control.
On his keychain?
Yeah.
He hit it and the garage door opened. Hey, Mike, give it a try.
Yeah?
What the hell? And try them anal beads. And let me tell you my technique with those anal beads. I feed about 70 lineal feet of anal bead up into my lady friend, and instead of slowly pulling them out one at a time, I rip it like I'm trying to start a chainsaw.
Well, 70 lineal feet, don't you need like a big wheel?
Yeah, I got a feeder.
Yeah.
I got one of those... Well, you know, at the hardware store, the cardboard boxes that the chain comes in.
Yeah, with a big wheel on it.
Feeds out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one. Right. All right, let's talk to Sally, who's 23. Sally?
Hey.
Hey.
How you doing?
Good. What's up?
Good. I'm a little worried. Not 100% worried, but I've not had a period since December.
Hmm. Is that the first time in your life you've missed some periods? Or any periods?
Well, no. I was pregnant before.
But you normally have very regular periods.
Yeah.
All right.
The last time I had actual intercourse was back in December. I haven't done anything since September.
And how do you know you're not pregnant?
Well, I took a test, and it was clearly negative.
How long ago was that?
This was 2 weeks ago.
Hold on a second. You said the last time you had sex was December?
No, September. I'm sorry, did I say December?
You said December, and then you went back.
I'm sorry, it was September.
Yeah, there's too many months that sound alike.
Yeah.
I'd like to clear that up, and you know the other thing I want to clear up?
Mm.
Push and pull.
Yeah, I know.
Four letters on the door. Got busted on that the other day. Pam. Everyone looked at me.
Yeah.
Yank and push.
Maybe
that's what
maybe
I want to change.
Maybe this is the inspiration you've been looking for, some Indian language.
No
way is push and pull the same in that language.
No way. No, it's chechewana hakachichewana. That's pull in Chippewa, and then tana chicha mama chichewana.
No, and then pull is hey.
Yeah, hey.
Well, everybody knows that.
All right, baby. I don't know. Drew, what's up with her? What's up with her parts?
Have you been seen, evaluated? Yeah, there's so many things that can do this.
No, I mean...
You could actually be pregnant, but that's really unlikely given that September was when you had sex.
It's been like 5 months.
Yeah, it's not really unlikely. But there's thyroid conditions and ovarian cysts and endometriosis and uterine problems.
And also, another thing was
medication.
The last time that I had sex,
weight loss.
We used the condom, and I had the morning after pill.
All right, so let's forget about pregnancy. That wouldn't be on the list. But have you lost a lot of weight? Do you exercise excessively?
No, actually, I've gained a little bit of weight because I stopped smoking a couple months ago.
No medicine, though, huh?
No medicine, no.
Nothing?
No.
Not even like St. John's wort or vitamins or anything weird like that?
No.
Mm.
All right.
So what?
So you got a good scene. You got a good pap smear. See, you know, pelvic exam, see if they can come up with anything and some lab work.
All right. Lance?
Yeah, what's going on?
26 there, buddy. What's happening?
Hell yeah. Hey, I'm the guy that called in about 3 weeks ago, Adam. You thought it was a bogus phone call. I was just diagnosed with HIV.
Oh, yeah.
No, I didn't say it was bogus.
Well, you thought it... Well, at first you thought it was.
Before I talked to you.
Yeah.
Well, once I talked to you, I
you sound better this time, though.
I do.
That's why it seems sort of bogus. You were sort of bewildered and detached from it all.
No, it seemed...
Well, I was freaking out pretty hard, so...
It seemed bogus because a fair amount of the HIV calls we get are bogus.
Yeah, I can imagine, yeah.
But anyway, Lance, how's it been going now?
It's been going really well. I got back into AA.
Great.
Have a new sobriety date. Got a great sponsor who's also gay. He's HIV positive, and he's cross-sponsoring me in AA and SAA.
Oh, awesome.
Started my 4-step.
I guess you can do same-sex and SA. Right, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Started my 4-step today. Today my doctor put me in a case study.
Well, wait a minute. How do you do same-sex if everyone's gay? That's cheating.
No, it's not.
It's winning on a technicality.
No, it's all right. It's all right.
I
was thinking it through, and it is what they do.
But it's not okay for a heterosexual guy to be hooked up with a heterosexual chick?
It has to do with... Our perceptions of self. It's not so much that it's about sex. You understand?
Right.
So yeah. It's about being with a really relatable soul.
I'm saying if a heterosexual guy can't be hooked up with a female heterosexual, then two gay guys can't be hooked up either.
They, it works, though. People think it through, and I've heard it, some people say otherwise. But,
I had called in one time before, and actually, Drew, you had recommended that I get a gay male sponsor recognizes.
No, I think that's the way to do it. I do.
But anyway, I went to my doctor today, and he put me in a case study.
For antiviral medicines, or?
Yeah, for Zyogen, Epivir, and Sestiva.
Fabulous.
He's getting all the placebos of those.
He might be.
I hope.
He might be.
Oh, really?
It might be. At least one of them might be a placebo.
You sound great, though.
Well, wait a minute. How does that work ethically, Drew? I mean, you can't give the placebo to somebody who whose health may be hurt by it.
That's no.
They're trying to test the effects of Zyogen with Epivir and Sestiva versus a placebo with Epivir.
And they won't do it for long periods of time. You'll be sort of imminently endangered. But you can.
How much placebo do they have to hand out when a guy's got the HIV?
How about,
you know what I mean?
Hey, look,
what is it? All in his head?
No.
Do what now?
Hold on a second. Yeah. Oh, I'm not done with this, Drew. Why do you need the placebo if these guys are all stricken with an illness?
I had a guy who had horrible heart disease. He was sort of, there was nothing left to be done, so he went down and had radioactive implants put into the arteries to sort of keep them open. And we didn't know whether it was the real implants or just he'd been through a sham procedure. The whole procedure, including implanting stuff into his heart. That's how research is done.
Wait a second. Hold on. Hold on there, Wiseacre. This guy had a surgery performed on him.
Yes.
He was in a life-threatening situation, had a disease.
There was no more to be done for him.
No more to be done.
Yeah.
Oh, well, he was going to die.
But this thing could save him, and some get it and some don't. That's the way his research is done.
Wait a second.
Yeah.
No. I know you're a doctor with all your years of experience, and I'm just a carpet cleaner from the valley. But... No.
What if in all the people that actually got the procedure, more died? Which is certainly possible.
The experimental procedure, but
if somebody actually gets the active ingredient, there may be more deaths in that group.
Well, do they have that much faith in the human mind?
It's not about placebo so much as outcome.
Well, why do they then have to cut into that group? Why don't they just give the group to a certain group?
Because you have to control every variable you can control. Because we don't know whether more people dying because the procedure is faulty in some way, or because the radiation makes
them. Why do they have to give a placebo pill to people who are stricken with AIDS and it's documented? Couldn't they just give some the medication and not give others the medication? Why do they have to give a sugar pill to the others?
So you can control every variable. So everything else is completely controlled.
All right, I'm nowhere near satisfied.
Well, let me talk to Lance some more.
Not satisfied.
Lance.
Yeah.
I want to bottle something I call Get It.
Uh-huh.
What made you get it? What made you turn it around?
Guy gave it to him in the ass.
No,
that's how he got it.
It was the other way around.
No, but I mean, how did you get HIV? How did you get the desire for change?
Well,
being diagnosed was a real kick in the ass.
That woke you up.
Yeah. And once I got back into the program, started working with my sponsor and working the steps,
you woke up.
Things fell into place.
Okay.
Well, now you know the answer, Drew. Everyone's got to get AIDS.
No, but listen, sometimes in my patients' world, the most significant tragedies have been the greatest gifts at times.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a serious wake-up call.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. I just wanted to say thank you guys. You guys have given me a lot of good advice over the past year or so, and it's all culminating to what's going on now. So
okay.
I don't think I'll hear enough thank yous, and wanted to say thanks.
Thanks.
Yeah, we don't. But we usually screen them out.
Adam insults them, and they don't call back.
Producer Ann's not here tonight, so some may have snuck through. But thanks there, Lance. Take care of yourself.
Good luck.
Call back, check in.
Let us know what happens with the protocol.
What's that? The medicine?
The antivirals.
He's on, yeah. Speaking of that, I got a score from you.
Oh,
we gotta talk.
Oh, because you're going to New York.
Yeah, I'm going out of town. I need something good. Rob?
Wait a minute.
Hold on a second.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, what's that?
You're going to have to get somebody else to prescribe for you.
Really?
I just called some sleeping medicine in for you about three weeks ago.
First off, it's not sleeping medicine, it's downers. And number two, I got onto this new stuff. This other doctor who was replacing you, the vagina doctor, came in here a few weeks back.
Sonata?
He was talking about that Sonata stuff.
Did you take it?
Yeah, he gave me a sample, and he said it's the only downer that is approved by the FAA for pilots in less than an eight-hour turnaround, or like an eight-hour turnaround.
Because it's out so quickly, but it's just as addictive as every other one.
Oh, no, I'm not worried about the addiction. I'm just saying I need to quick in and out because I'm gonna get up at 5 in the morning.
It's a lot milder than the other ones, too.
Huh?
Yeah.
Well, double down. Yeah. If I take two, it'll still be out, right, baby? Good times. I'll wash it down with something from the mini bar. Rob?
Yeah?
You're 26?
Mm-hmm.
So what's so wrong about wanting to get a little sleep, Drew?
Nothing wrong with that.
So shoot me.
I'm a sleep study like I've told you a million
to napping. Times. Oh, boy.
Hey,
call the press.
Haven't I mentioned getting a sleep study a million times?
I don't got time, and I told you I would masturbate. Rob?
Yes?
26. Sorry there.
I was hoping Drew could point me to... national number for sexual abuse. About 12, 13, I was...
Yeah, you're not a child anymore. Why would you want a national number? That would be a way to sort of extricate yourself from an abusive situation. What are you looking for?
I guess I feel like it's really affected me now as an adult.
Of course, you need to get therapy. You don't need to call a hotline.
And so it's just a regular, just go get a regular therapy.
You need to get a doctor. Yeah, somebody who's. I would start with a psychiatrist, so you get a diagnostic idea of what's going on, and then ask for a therapist, and away you go.
Who abused you?
Mom.
Oh, mom?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Says mom. Well, Drew reads the screen. Jesus, that's bad. That's horrible.
Yeah, it affects.
At 13, she did it?
Okay. Yeah.
What's, it seems late for mom to do that, 13.
I can't say that it wasn't, it's not like she forced me necessarily, but.
No, I'm not coming at it from that angle. I'm not, listen, I know a lot of people who, have been sexually abused feel some guilt or shame. Or a lot, or feel like there's some responsibility or something like that. And none of you should, or I don't care what age you were.
Right.
You just shouldn't. I'm just saying, 13 and mom, it's like most parents sort of make their move by 10.
Yeah.
You know, and 13 is just an old age to start the sexual molesting.
Well,
and the fact that it was mom, did she have like a brain tumor or something?
Now it almost seems like she's kind of different, but it only happened like 3 times. But
only 3 times. I don't know. Come on.
Well, but honestly,
perfectly normal.
Years later, now I can't.
Rob, of course, it has a profound effect on you.
Do you talk to your mom?
No. I used to be a real mama's boy, and then after that, a lot changed, and I moved away. Blah blah blah.
13.
Well, I moved with my father, who was. Great dad and everything, but well, I just grew apart from my mom.
Did your dad ever find out about this?
No, nobody in the whole world knows this.
Oh, baby. And what were you guys actually having sex?
Yes.
And was she just a raging alcoholic or into pills
or
something?
No, nothing at all.
Bipolar,
I think it was maybe father leave her. She left my father.
No, Rob. This is big time. Big time problem.
This is like serious. As far as women go, this is as mentally ill as you get. So it's like, for me, it's like either she had a tumor that was putting pressure on her spinal cord.
Or she was loaded.
Or she was just completely loaded or bipolar.
Bipolar, that sometimes.
She didn't have any of this stuff?
Definitely not alcoholic. Definitely no drugs. But
you never took any pills or anything.
Not that I'm aware of. But now, years later, she's very different from the way she was when I was a kid.
And what do you mean by different?
Has never had a job, doesn't know how to deal with people, always thinks everybody thinks she's stupid, that kind of thing.
All right. Well, anyway, Rob, this is a handful, so it's time to get a little therapy.
At the moment, unfortunately, I'm not working right now. Is there any, Drew, maybe you know, this is why I was asking for a national number, maybe a local support group or somebody that could get me started and then when I get working.
Pasadena has a psychology school, a Fuller Theological Seminary, where you can be seen for essentially, I think, free. If they have prorated services there in Pasadena, Fuller Theological Seminary.
How's it going with the ladies there, Rob? Are you gay?
No.
Oh, well, that's enough.
Sometimes I wish I was because of this.
Well,
honestly, now I think it's related. It's kind of an older woman thing, and I don't know.
Yeah. Well, at least she, at 13, the cement in your head was almost dry. I mean, it's not like you've got to be completely whacked for the rest of your life.
Well, most people think I'm a nice, great, normal person, but when I'm at home alone...
You start getting weird.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, you know, honestly, it's the, you know, the internet, reading stories, I'm finally starting to recognize that I'm really screwed up by this.
Well, okay. If you're another thing for you to do is check the Delamo Treatment Center in Hawthorne, or Torrance. They deal a lot with sexual compulsives that come from traumatic histories like this.
Isn't there a city called Delamo?
Yeah, but that's in a whole different area. That's over by Disneyland.
Yeah.
I drove through that once.
How much sense does it make to name your place after the name of a city that's 20 miles
away?
You know
why? Because there's a bunch of, there's Del Amo Fashion Center and Del Amo Plaza. All this Del Amo stuff in Torrance and Hawthorne.
Isn't that in Del Amo?
No, it's not.
What's Del Amo mean? Is that like Spanish for retarded math? Or
yeah,
what does that mean?
It must be. It's the, no.
I always thought the Del Amo Fashion Center was in Del Amo.
No, it's in the South Bay.
Wait a minute.
Yes.
Wait a minute. Tara, don't call me. Tara's got a puss on over there. She seems to know better.
What?
She, get on the mic or something, would you? This is big, especially for the national audience.
People local malls
listening in the Mideast. Yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah. What's up over there?
There's a mall in Del Amo.
Yeah,
Del Amo Mall.
Yeah, but there's also Del Amo Plaza in Orange or Hawthorne.
All right.
Here's somebody from Hawthorne.
Okay. is this what this show is turning into,
yes.
Drew?
Asabia?
Yeah.
Is there a Del Amo Plaza near you?
Del Amo Mall.
Del Amo Mall. See? In Hawthorne.
I don't know.
There you go.
I'm just saying, why call your place Del Amo if you're not in Del Amo?
Are there other Del Amo things in Hawthorne?
There's like Del Amo Plaza. There's little like areas.
What does Del Amo mean?
But you understand, I wouldn't open Whittier Ford and put it in Torrance.
Is it you, Del Amo, you know, like saying? The soul or something?
I don't know.
Listen, let me say this. We in California here, we got a problem with illegal immigration, a lot of Mexicans coming over the border, yet every goddamn thing has a Spanish surname to it.
Everything.
Of course they're coming by. I mean, you're in Chula Vista. All you got to do is cross Tijuana. You're in Chula Vista. That sounds like your turf, doesn't it?
You're in Los Angeles.
Then you go. Is it Chula Vista? Yeah, I think it's Chula Vista. And then you go into San Diego, and then you're in Los Angeles, and then you keep going down the coast. You're in Santa Barbara. And, you know, well, first you got past your Santa Monica.
Well, at least all the streets are named Maine and ABC.
Yeah, right. You're on Los Feliz, or you're over down by Sepulveda? Jesus Christ. We got to start changing the names of these streets, Drew. You're right. You're absolutely right, Drew. Great idea.
Turn it into Indian names.
Well, yeah.
Sioux names.
All right, quiet down. We're going to take a little break. We'll be back. Love lines. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew over there. Let's, you want to talk to this guy?
All right. Not necessarily. We go
phone
back.
Number, 1-800-LOVE-191. Let's talk to, Asabia. Is that Asabia?
Yeah, hi.
Hey, you're 22. What's up there?
I just had a baby almost 3 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it still hurts when I have sex.
Did you have an episiotomy?
Yeah.
Ouch. Did they sew you up normally?
But actually, it also hurts, like, after I finish urinating. Yeah. Not while I'm urinating, but after I'm finished.
Well, never stop. That's what I do.
Possibly have an infection?
I don't know. Well, when I went for my postpartum checkup, they had told me that everything was fine and that was normal, but it's been going on for already 3 months.
The discomfort.
Yeah.
Well, something was wrong. Are you menstruating normally?
Yeah.
Are you still breastfeeding?
No.
Huh. What's a sabia mean?
I have no idea. I don't know. I heard that it was from Africa.
Oh, what are you?
Hispanic.
Oh, well, there you go. Hey, you're Hispanic. What is that town that's right on the border of Tijuana?
I don't know. I've never been out of California.
Never been to TJ, huh?
No.
Scared they wouldn't let you back? Hey, it could happen. They check you there, man. Yeah, the white guys go right on through, but they check your brown skin. So, yeah. You never been over there, Drew?
Across the border?
Good times. Good times.
Revolucion?
Oh, yeah. That's a great street. So what should she do?
You know, you got to go back. The fact that you're still having pain, the fact that you have pain when you at the end of urination is sort of concerning. There could be an infection. There could be maybe something structurally gone wrong as a result of the vaginal delivery. And if you're still in pain with intercourse, that's not normal. And it could be hormonal and it could be structural. So it needs to be looked into.
All right. James.
Yeah.
You're 20.
Yeah, hi guys. I just have a question for Dr. Drew. I've been having this pain, it kind of comes and goes near my left, like on my left testicle.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of It's a little larger than the right, but I know that's normal. It's kind of near where the epididymis and the vas deferens kind of connect right there, towards the back of the testicle.
Wow, you know a lot about balls.
Well, I'm a physiology student. So.
Drew, is it normal for one to be bigger than the other? I know sometimes one hangs down a little lower than the other, but the size...
It's not a column for there being an asymmetry. But it's,
in the size.
It's not so much in the testy, though. It's the stuff that's in there with the testy.
Yeah. What do you mean?
There can be cysts and extra... Venus,
because the testes are, to me, the size of those miniature Easter egg chocolates.
Yeah,
and they both seem to be almost exactly
the
same size.
The testy itself is about the same size.
Right. What I'm asking, sir, genius.
But what's within the sac can vary.
I see.
Okay, and is the pain sharp? Is it?
It's like an achy, almost like a blue ball pain.
Does it go up into your abdomen or into your back or anything?
A little bit. It's kind of like it goes maybe, I don't know, the vas deferens seems maybe a little thicker than the other one or something like that.
All right. Well, the thickening can be a sign of infection. So, indeed, you might have an epididymitis. You might have, there are many other things that could be going wrong here. You could have a hernia that you might be picking up that can be uncomfortable. You could have a torsion going on there where the testy twists its blood supply, and so it sort of cuts off its own blood supply. It does sound like something that should be evaluated. They'll probably want to do an ultrasound to see what's going on in there.
I want to talk to this guy. Hey, Eugene.
Yeah.
18 there, buddy.
Yes, I am.
All right. What's the deal?
Well, I'm a little nervous here, so.
All right.
I had a girlfriend, went out with her for a while, and she got pregnant, and she says it's mine, and I'm kind of believing it, but I want to know if there's a number I can call to get a paternity test, like a free one.
A free one? No.
No,
I know no free services like that.
I heard, if you go on TV, but she's kind of like, I don't want to get embarrassed,
I mean, if you go, on one of those courtroom shows?
Yeah, no, like Sally Jesse.
Yeah, like Sally Jesse.
Well, that might
I don't want to go on Sally Jesse, though.
That might be a free way.
Yeah, but and not only free, all the finger food you can eat in the green room, and you get, six. What do they pay you when you do politically incorrect? Is it, $643 or something?
No, it's not even that much. No,
yeah, it is. Yeah,
really?
They upped it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
But do you have to be in SAG or something to get that?
Yeah, everybody else gets
$200?
Well, to appear on those shows, the guests probably don't get anything except the trip.
No, I think you have to pay your guests when they come on.
But see, I've been on
the
set.
That too.
I've been on the sets of all these shows.
Oh yeah, and, that's right. You're begging to get on.
And I don't know that you really want to go on Sally's. There's no. I don't think they have a green room.
Okay. All right. Hey, Eugene.
Yeah.
So maybe you can get a test, but I don't know how much it would be. I'm guessing it's fairly common, and it's probably not that much these days. Would it be a DNA type test?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Would you have to wait until the baby's born in order to do it?
It's been like a year.
Yep.
It's already born.
Yep.
Oh, she's already born?
Yeah.
All right, get a DNA-er and shop around.
You know any numbers?
Do not.
No, but I bet you could start with just a clinic or a Planned Parenthood type place. I might be able to steer you in a direction.
Yeah, Planned Parenthood would be a great place to start.
Probably a whole stack of cards from some DNA paternity testing place.
All right, I'll go do that.
All right.
Thanks.
All right. All right, good. Somebody's got an answer for me here. Pam?
Uh-huh.
You're 45.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
I'd like to tell you and Drew hello.
Hey.
Yeah, let me just do a little backtracking. I was calling the city that's next to the Tijuana border on the San Diego side, Chula Vista, but there was something in my head that knew that was wrong, and I also knew it sounded like Chula or Chila or Chilo or something.
There's Chula Vista as you're going south. There's Chula Vista, then Imperial Beach, then San Isidro is right by the border.
San Isidro, there you go.
No, it was Chula Vista then. I was right. I just didn't get any sleep last night, and I'm questioning my genius.
You guys do a great job.
Thank you, baby.
Okay.
And thanks for your vast knowledge of border towns.
Well, I'm from San Diego. I'm a native, so.
You are. Beautiful, beautiful country.
What are you doing in Sacramento?
There.
I don't know what I'm doing here. I want to go back.
I hear Sacramento kind of sucks.
There's nothing to do here.
All right.
Yeah.
Did you get out to Tijuana much when you were living in San Diego?
Every once in a while, yeah.
Yeah, good times.
Well, no, every time I went down, something happened, so I stopped going.
What happened? Got pregnant?
No.
Crabs, herpes, something like that?
I'd get abandoned from my girlfriends, and I'd get we'd get separated or you know, just crazy things happen down there.
Yeah, but you were pretty loaded, right?
No, I wasn't loaded.
Friends were.
You weren't loaded?
No, I wasn't loaded.
How do you guys get lost if you're not loaded? Ooh, don't do that again, by the way.
I don't go down there anymore.
No, I don't mean that. I mean when you go, when you think about something, when you go,
okay.
Yeah? What, did your friend?
I would have a couple of drinks, and my girlfriend was the one that would drink a lot.
I see. Okay. You would have a couple of, like booze.
Well, no, but they slip, like, what they used to call, like, Mickeys.
Oh, really? Well, you ladies, they do, yeah.
Yeah, so you gotta be careful.
Us fellas, all they do is slip their penis behind their legs, and you think it's a chick. Yeah, that's worse than slipping something in the drink, slipping the penis behind the legs, doing the tuck. A lot of dudes over there.
Really?
Who were trying to make a couple bucks as a chick.
Really?
Well, look at it this way. They've done the math. The ladies make more than they do. And, you know, whatever it takes. One time I was at a strip club in TJ. Let me tell you the best thing about strip clubs in TJ. Live bands. And not what you're thinking. I mean, guys in their 80s playing a trumpet that looks like it was run over. You know, dented trumpet, balding dude, 68 years old, guy playing that huge guitar, 75, and some other guy with a drum kit, but not the whole kit, just the snare drum.
And a little
yes, symbol. Yes. And when the chick is dancing, it's like, it is the most comical thing. Now, this is a few years ago, and maybe they've replaced it with a sound system, but the place we used to go to was called the Unicorn, and there was a guy with the dented trumpet, a guy on like a Casio type thing, not even that big guitar, and then the one snare, the one hi-hat, the miniature one, like the size of a little saucer, and then the snare drum he would be playing. The guys couldn't have been less interested, and their average age 78. It was great, and the stage is up high. And one time, a giant cockroach jumped up on stage and was running around, sort of aimlessly on stage, not wanting to fall off the edge. And you know how cockroaches, you know, they say the cheetah is the fastest land animal.
Right.
Yeah, but no, the roach. North of the border roach. And he was just running around. And I was just sitting there drunk, hearing the band, guy in the snare drum, seeing the fat chick up on stage, and seeing this huge cockroach run around. I thought, yep, this is Tijuana, okay. That's where we are.
You weren't thinking that.
No mistaking. Not in the south of France. Nope, I know exactly where I am.
You weren't thinking, what's up with my life?
That did cross my mind. Later on that evening, threw up in the ice maker of Margaritas Village. All right,
Jose.
Okay. Yeah.
Hi. Hey, what's happening there, Jose?
Not
23.
Much. What's going on with you?
Just talking about my good old days in Tijuana.
All righty. Listen, I had a question for Dr. Drew. Actually, he answered it the other day, but you didn't let him answer.
All right, what's the question?
For the past 2 to 3 years, I've been waking up, you know. And my penis is always up, you know.
With an erection. What time of day?
It's always morning when I wake up, like around 6.
And that never happened before?
It never happened to me before.
Well,
before I'm 23. It's been happening for 3 years. I didn't know why, but I didn't.
You sure it's not been happening for like 6 years?
No.
Because it normally comes on middle adolescence, and it's a normal thing. It's a normal part of sleep. The sleep cycles, those later sleep cycles and late in the morning will cause this. The congestion of a full bladder and the stretch on the full bladder actually triggers a spinal reflex. So it all adds up to an erection. If you don't have an erection in the morning, it's actually, it's a medical problem.
And I'll tell you what's different. You're probably drinking more at night than you were before.
I don't drink.
No, but it's liquids.
Yeah, but
liquids.
Still. No. I mean, you change. As you get a little older, you tend to have to take a leak when you when you wake up.
In the middle of the night, yeah.
Yeah.
It's harder.
I've never gotten up in the middle of the night. I'd rather just, how you get urged.
Well, try not drinking anything after 6 p.m. See if that changes the whole thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That wouldn't work for me. That's prime boozing time there.
I know, you and your red wine. You just have to
switch to white wine.
Why?
The red wine is turning my teeth black.
How much were you drinking?
A couple cases a night. Hey, you drink. You ever drink a glass of red wine?
Yeah.
You go look in the mirror. Your teeth are red.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just didn't want to do that every night.
I drink it every night. Never had that happen.
Oh, you don't? You never had that?
But I drink really cheap stuff. Sangria.
Oh, it's saying, well, yeah.
Never had red teeth, though.
You got to get like a Merlot or something. You never get that? Really? Drew, do you know what I'm talking about?
Not really, but I imagine it makes sense.
It's not like you're chewing on a sack of dye or something, but if you drink a glass or two of, Merlot? Mm. Something like that at night, like a dark red wine? Mm. And you go look in the mirror, your teeth will be a shade or two darker than they were before you drank it.
Egg.
Only makes sense, doesn't it? Ken?
Hello?
Wait, let's get this real quick.
All right, hold on there, Ken. Let's talk to
Frank on line one. Put line one on hold, please.
Is he
there you
hold?
Go. Yeah. Frank?
21, what's up?
Hey, everyone. I know the meaning of Delamo.
Delamo?
Yeah, it's a last name.
How do you spell it?
It should be D-E-L-A-M-O.
Okay, it has no meaning.
Well, I'm sure it does, you know, like all names have meanings, but...
We're just asking what the meaning is.
Well, I don't know the meaning.
Well,
like,
that's what we asked.
Well, I don't know, I just know it's a last name.
All right.
You idiot!
You idiot.
Well, I'm just glad to be on.
All right.
Doesn't Amo mean like... In French, is like soul.
Well, no, this is name.
Yeah, but the Damo.
Well, it's spelled a different way. I mean, it's Yamo. I mean, like, mi amo es Paco. My name is
Paco. That's what he means by name.
No, I don't think he means
that. No, he means it's a last name.
No, he means it's a last name. Hey, Frank?
Yeah.
Yeah, you mean it's a last name.
Yeah.
Yeah, like,
Smith.
Yeah, Paco del Amo.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, all right there, buddy. Take care.
All right.
Yeah, good times. I'll buy that. That's half
an
answer.
Let's go to break.
Why, did you break wind?
No, because it's we're going to miss this break.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Hey there, folks. It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191.
Well, here's somebody to tell you about your red teeth.
Yeah. Hey, Dwight?
Yeah.
You're 15, your mom's a dentist?
No, she works at a dentist office.
All right. Go.
All righty.
Go.
It's from the pigmentation in the wine.
Hold on.
Oh, wait, hang on, slow down.
Hold on.
It colors your teeth because the wine has color.
Has color?
Yeah.
Okay. And then the plaque on your teeth. If you have too much plaque, then there's going to be more color that gets stuck.
So the bacteria put stuff
just
on.
Just got my teeth clean, though, and it does.
Yeah, but you know they never clean your plaque up.
Oh, how dare
you?
No,
seriously, you have 40 years of plaque there, right? You went to a dentist once in 20 years.
Yeah, got to have a tooth pulled. It's great. Went to had the teeth cleaned about 4 or 5 days ago. Got the tropical-flavored pumice paste. I stopped the guy about halfway into it. I said, what's going on in my mouth? Did someone crap in my mouth? What is this stuff? This is the tropical flavor. I said, no, it really isn't. No, it's not. You know what it tastes like? It's as if you'd taken some sand and a little bit of water and put like an eye drop of grenadine in it. This now tastes like puke. you understand? What about just the... What about the mint flavor that everyone's used to? Oh, we got that. I said, get it.
They've
got
to prove how advanced they become. So they can pick their flavors. See?
Listen, let me tell you something about stuff that tastes good. It doesn't taste good when it's in pumice form. When it's a, you know, sanding compound.
Yeah.
It's no longer. It's not, you're not on the beach in Tahiti drinking out of a hollowed out pineapple. Don't worry. No, go
so
with the...
Why do you have a tooth pull? The one that's been, they root canal three times or whatever?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
And so what are they going to put in there?
They got to put a crown or whatever.
An implant?
I don't know. You know, whenever they start discussing the particulars of what's going on in my mouth.
Charlie Brown's teacher.
It starts hurting. No, I listen, but it's, you want a good description? Well, we pull the tooth, and then we drill, you know, down into the jaw. We got to get some bone there. And then what we do is we epoxy a post in there. And you're like, okay, stop it. Just stop it. Just say, how about you just put a bullet in my head?
It's good times.
Yeah, good times. Yeah,
my teeth are falling apart too. If it feels any better, and they have to take fastidious care.
Yeah, but let me tell you.
Look at this.
Let me tell you the only thing worse than having a tooth pulled, Drew. The only thing worse than having a tooth pulled is having a tooth that you've had three root canals on, and now it's like, yeah. And you know, and the worst part is they give you the option. Well, we could do a fourth root canal. It'd probably hold for a while, but there's no telling. I said, listen, I know it's been 4 years since my last root canal. Feels like yesterday. Emotionally, I was here earlier this morning getting it. Do you know what I'm saying? So unless you can get it, if you can't promise me at least a good 10, 15 years on this tooth, let's get rid of it. And then they get apologetic, you know. Yeah, they feel like failures, you know. Sorry you got to lose that tooth.
Yeah,
I feel like maybe we could have. I'm like, listen, I said to the guy, I said, I look at this tooth now as just a horrible stepchild I've wanted out of the house for the last few years. Don't apologize. Just get rid of it. Be gone. Go off to college somewhere. Bobby?
Yeah.
You're 17?
Yeah.
What's up?
Like when I masturbate, my chest becomes really red.
Yeah, red and like blotchy?
Yeah.
Does it go up on your neck too?
It gets all over and stuff, and like I start to break out of my chest sometimes.
Right. That is what's called mast cell degranulation. That would probably might settle down if you took like an anti-allergy medicine, antihistamine.
Okay.
It's not necessarily anything you should be concerned about though.
Was he allergic to porn?
He just has this his reaction, and it's him. Are you a highly allergic person?
No, I don't have any allergy issues.
No, he's not. But no contact with the
substance, right? No,
the substance. Well, I mean,
he's not spraying himself and then reacting on his skin.
Yeah. Is it like he's getting a flush or something?
Yeah, he's flushing. It's just that's his reaction to this behavior.
Okay.
Wow, buddy.
Also, like,
where do you get sex?
Huh?
Where do you get laid? You get a BJ. Your head's going to just turn beet red and explode.
And also, like, when you masturbate and stuff and you ejaculate, does it lose, like, some kind of zinc or something?
What, your soul's going to come out?
No. I mean, like, could that cause you to break out from that?
No, this is what's called an IgA-mediated mast cell degranulation, typically. This is particular sort of cells putting out their products in response to the physiology of...
His question is do you lose important elements when you drop that seed?
No, and it has nothing to do with your rash.
Okay.
All right. But a good multi-mineral wouldn't hurt you, Bobby. All right.
Eating right, Bobby.
All right, thank you, guys.
That's right. Eating right. That's right. Plenty of exercise. Ken?
Hi.
Hey, you're 16. What's going on?
Well... I have these uncontrollable thoughts in the back of my head that I can't control.
About what?
Well, it's really disturbing. If I hear like a murder on the news or something, and then I go to bed and it's dark and I start thinking about stuff, then like in the very back of my mind, it says, what if the body just suddenly appeared right next to me?
Do you have other sorts of rituals you have to go through during the day? We have to, not step on the cracks in the sidewalk. And
oh no, I'm not very superstitious, but I see. I live a pretty normal life. I don't, I have a nice home. My parents are still together. I've lived a nice life. I don't do anything weird. And
well, let me. Virgin? Yes.
Yeah.
No drugs.
No, I don't do drugs.
Okay.
A little bit of a late bloomer, maybe?
Yes.
All right, hold on. Let me talk to Drew. This is the kind of thoughts you have when you're slightly younger than Ken.
Right.
There's
a boogeyman under the bed. And
well, you watch the evening news. Yeah. You hear about some murder that's on the loose, and you think there's a decent chance he may be in your room.
Right, right.
I think Ken is just a little bit of a late bloomer. He seems like he's having some of the thoughts that he should have had 4 or 5 years earlier.
Maybe.
So maybe this is something that he's going to sort of, push through.
Maybe.
It doesn't sound like he's got a bunch of other stuff going on.
Not necessarily.
So, hey, Ken?
Yeah?
Yeah, just suck it up.
Well,
it'll be fine.
It started after Columbine because my sister went there and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, so maybe you're having some reaction to that. And if it really troubles you, talk to your family doctor by getting a referral to someone to talk to about it.
Well, plus,
that would not hurt, that's for sure.
Okay, we'll take a break. We'll be right back. Love line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew over there. Lean forward there, Drew. I'm going to turn my cans down just a little
bit. How about that?
Yeah. My jack's a little screwed up. All right. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Back to the phones we go. Josh?
Yes.
You're 18?
Yep.
What's up?
I know what Del Amo means.
All righty.
Del means from in Spanish, and Amo means love. From love.
From love.
There you go.
All right. That's very nice.
No.
Thank you, Josh.
All right.
Appreciate that.
No problem.
Yes.
So, see, Del Amo could be, you know, it's a generic thing.
Yeah, I understand that. But then you name a city after, you name a city of love or from love, and now you're screwed. That's all I'm saying, because all the crap ain't in that city that's named that city.
Right, 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 right.
Very confusing. Hey, Adam.
Yeah.
You're 20. What's up?
Thanks for taking my call. I was just wondering, I got exposed to TB not too long ago, and from the health department, they put me on, I guess, antibiotic or anti-TB or something.
INH?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah.
And I was just wondering, like, they said that I don't actually have it, but I was exposed to it.
Is your skin test positive?
Yeah, skin test positive, and my lung x-ray, there was nothing in that.
So it means you had what's called the primary infection. I mean, your body takes it and controls it. The problem is that if you get re-exposed while you still have that primary infection, it will blossom into full-blown TB.
Oh, really?
You don't get TB the first time you're exposed to it. You get this primary thing that you've got. And if you were to, say, take medication or get AIDS that would alter your immune system, or you were to get re-exposed to TB, pow, then you get the real thing.
So nobody gets tuberculosis the first time.
Right.
Oh.
Unless you have immune problems. The normal person will control it. And so they give you 3 or 6 months of INH and clear it out, and then that risk goes away.
All right, good times, good times. Let's talk to Jeff, who's 31. Jeff?
Hey, Adam. Hey, Dr. Drew.
Hey there, Jeff.
Hey, I've been to Del Amo.
Yeah, beautiful.
I'm pretty sure it's Spanish for the lame.
Yeah.
it's over by, like, Buena Vista, right? Or where's Knott's Berry Farm is?
It's close
Buena
to
Park.
Buena Park.
Like a border town.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean border OCLA. Hey, I mean, despite having Miss Lisa on the other day, I respect you guys so much for the truth you put out.
Yeah. Well, Miss Lisa was, she was the psychic who came in here and was 0 for 25, as she normally is.
I was surprised, I mean, that you even had her on. I mean, your show's about truth, and, you know, Adam, you're funny, but, you know, no BS, and Dr. Drew, you just put it out there, and what was with Miss Lisa? I mean...
Wait till tonight when Ann is here to defend herself. That was Ann.
Yeah, we don't know. Yeah. We don't care. Okay. I don't mind. It's entertaining for me. I like to bust her chops.
There it goes. Well, you didn't bust her enough. That's my point. In fact, that's my question. It's about truth. I'm 31. I've got 2 sons, 7 and 3, and recently found out my dad, who I never knew, died of alcoholism. There's a whole history of alcoholism and depression, and my dad's dad committed suicide at 42, and I'm just finding this out. And my question, probably more for Dr. Drew, but Adam, I want your input, too, on... what's the right approach with my sons? I mean, do you tell them about family history? Because my whole family's like uptight East Coast, you know, just they don't want to talk about it. And they never have.
And you don't have any of these conditions, is that correct?
I do. I've battled, definitely, you know, depression, did everything through college, you name it.
Right. He killed himself 4 years
I
ago.
See. That being the case, it is important you discuss it with your kids. The question then
discuss
becomes...
Discuss what?
Discuss the fact that there's alcoholism and depression in the family and this heritable disorders. And
my wife disagrees, and so does my mom, is like so secretive, and I'm discovering this. And
it's totally nuts. It's like, you know, what if they had a predisposition for, you know, fill in the blank for any other condition that could be brought on by behavior and not paying attention. You'd of course tell them. You'd
yeah,
of course.
But how much, I mean, what about the sort of self-fulfilling prophecy of saying, hey, yeah, you got the alcoholic gene, you know?
I don't think you should put it in that context. First of all, when you tell them, I'm not sure that there's a specific recipe for that. You got to be at a point where they can really abstract and understand that kind of thing. Certainly, if you see evidence of a problem, you should tell them, you know, we need to handle this, we need to be careful with it, because this is a gene and this is a condition that our family has. And we want to treat it early. We want to make sure it's managed properly. I mean, if you had Tay-Sachs disease, for God's sake, and it started coming on, you'd take care of it, tell them it's in the family, and off you go. It's the same thing with mental disorders.
You're saying he has Tay-Sachs disease?
But the point is, fill in the genetic disorder. It's the same thing. The shame is
really
bizarre and ridiculous.
Well, which one? Is it the depression or the alcoholism that needs to be addressed? Or both?
Both, really.
We never really get into people addressing the alcoholism.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, telling their kids, giving their kids a heads up for it, we don't talk about that.
I always do. I don't know if I have the radio or not.
Well, I don't even know who you are anymore, man.
Depression in males, I think, is kind of a taboo subject, you know? It's like you're weak if you bring it up.
Jeff, you're right. But here's the deal. Don't overcompensate for your family's sort of button-down lip approach to life by laying too much on them too soon and kind of freaking them out a little bit, because that approach ain't great either. Even if it is the truth, sometimes you want to just be a kid, and you don't need all that heavy crap at age, you know, 10 or 11.
Oh, no doubt, no
so,
doubt.
So, you know,
oh,
let...
Right. Where are you from?
Just put them on hold.
Are you from Connecticut?
Whoops.
Where's your family from?
My family's from Pennsylvania. They actually live near the Amish, but they're not Amish. But very, like Adam said, very buttoned down.
Well, that is ancient history to be that way. That denies the reality of the human condition as we understand it now. So let's just stay connected with reality here. It's something that people get. It's now treatable. They should be very aware of it. But again, I agree with Adam. Don't dump it on them before they can really understand what.
Well, they only got a 50-50 chance of the alcohol gene, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, which is a pretty decent chance, actually. Well, just stay close to them and keep the lines of communication open. And if you see anything starting to go a little south, it's time to speak up. Tom?
Yeah?
Not that'll do any good. Tom, you're 33.
Yeah.
What's up?
Looking in my Spanish dictionary and found out what AMO is.
AMO?
AMO.
What?
It's of the owner of the house. And it was the last name of the original settlers of the area.
Who cares?
So, the LAMO is of the owner of the house?
Yep.
All right.
Master of the dueño.
All right.
And it's the name of the people that were settling California.
It was their last name of the people who settled Torrance.
All right.
Torrance, see?
All right there, Drew.
There you go.
Thank you, that's enough.
Tom?
Listen, Tara, no more DeLamo calls, please.
Well, that's it.
I beg you. Yeah, well, we thought we settled it an hour ago with the of love.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, isn't there some sort of a more type thing with the love in the Spanish, by the way?
Yeah,
are we going down another bad road here?
Yeah.
Elise?
Hi.
Hey, you're 13. What's up?
There's this boy at school. He asked me for some oral sex, and my friends, some of them are telling me to do it, and some of them are not. Mm. And my mom, she's sitting right here, and she told me not to do it, but...
We agree with your mom.
Yeah, sort of.
No, we agree with your mom.
Well, wait a second.
I agree with your mom.
What's this champ look like?
He's pretty cute.
All righty, then. You're talking to your mom about this stuff at 13, huh?
Yeah, she wanted me to call in because she really trusts you guys, and
wow,
she's a huge fan, so.
God bless Mama.
Yeah.
Where's Daddy? Got out of there a long time ago?
My parents have been divorced since I was 3, and I went to visit him for the first time in about 5 years a few months ago.
How'd that go?
A little disappointing.
Yeah.
I think that may be why you're thinking about engaging in this kind of activity with someone that you really don't know, you don't have a relationship with. You know, I just met with a group of teens over the weekend, and they were saying that
me too.
at some of this stuff, this, you know, 13, 14, 15-year-olds having oral sex had sort of settled down a little bit. The people are doing it more in the context of relationships.
It's shifted to anal, Drew. That's
I understand that.
Hey,
but you're not having a relationship with this guy. He's using you. He wants you to sort of service him.
Well, I was, and it just kind of seems like he's saying all the things that my mom has told me to watch out for.
Yeah, he is. Of course.
He's a lot more experienced than me.
How old is he?
He's 13, too.
Yeah, but he just wants you to just...
Jesus.
Would you feel good about yourself if you just sort of did this thing to him? Believe me, it will not make him feel good about you or create a relationship, okay? Do you understand that?
Yeah.
And look, we realize that attention from a male through what you've been through is an important thing, feels like it's necessary in your life, but this is not the right kind of attention.
It's also not empowering. You feel like you're getting power out of this. You're empowered in your relationship with a male, but the reality is you're giving up your power.
And it's the same sort of situation where you think it's going to make you feel better, like the visit to Dad some years back, and on the way home you realize you feel worse.
Yeah.
So you will feel worse. So you got to tell him your mom said you can't blow him.
Yeah.
That, in those exact words.
She.
I would like you to tell him that.
Okay.
No. Look, you have to not dignify this with an answer.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not open for discussion. You're 13 years old.
You're not going to do it.
Yeah, it's just that it kind of seems like my friends are doing it.
I know, but they're doing it with their boyfriends, though, right?
No.
Well,
let's see, 13, what grade are you in? Third grade? Eighth grade. Mm-hmm. Eighth grade. And quite a few of your friends are doing this?
Yeah, they have been for about a year.
About a year. With just sort of random guys who ask for it?
No, they like them, and then sometimes they get together. I don't know.
All right.
Well, they want it to be a boyfriend thing, but it doesn't create that, does it?
Sometimes.
No, it really doesn't. It would have been anyway without that.
Yeah.
If you know where it was that.
All right. So you're talking to you. Boy, you sure. What don't you tell your mom? I guess that would be my question.
Nothing.
That's good.
It's sort of good, yeah.
No, that's good.
Yeah, that's great. True, you really want to have this conversation with your daughter.
No, but it's good. No, I don't, but it's good.
All right there, baby. Now, listen. So we have spoken. We agree with your mom. It'll probably be for the last time. But we give you the green light to not give oral sex to this guy and to do as your mama tells you.
Okay.
All right. And don't even answer him.
Okay.
All right. And your mom may want to check into some of these folks you're swinging with.
Yeah.
Okay. So. I'm not really.
All right. How are them grades doing?
On the rise.
On the rise.
Yeah.
Good.
Moving steadily up toward D, huh?
Actually, they're pretty much there right now, but they're going up.
All right. Hey, just to make me feel bad, have you taken an algebra class yet?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Right.
Realize never took an algebra class.
You.
Now here's how, let me explain how the schooling system worked back when. The smarter kids would take algebra in the seventh grade.
Yeah.
And these were the super advanced ones.
Yeah.
The eggheads, seventh grade. And the slightly ones that were good students, but maybe not the seriously advanced, they would take an eighth. And then by the ninth, most of the people that were just sort of steady students who went to school would take it in the ninth. But if they didn't take it in the ninth, well, then the very last rung on the algebra ladder was 10th grade. Yours truly over here? Oh, no.
Well, they moved you along into ceramics.
I went from basic math to the coveted high school math.
Oh, what's that?
That's basic math in high school.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
Oh, no, it wasn't high school math in junior high.
Right.
It was high school math in the 12th grade. Good time.
That LAUSD.
Yeah. Is there, I know it always sounds like a meat.
Right.
Like they're putting a stamp on meat. Is there anyone who never took algebra and went all the way through?
I don't know. My kids are getting a little bit down third grade.
A little third grade algebra?
Yeah.
All right. Gwen?
Yeah.
16?
Hi.
What's up?
I'm so nervous. Adam, I love you.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Cool. Yeah.
No.
Never took algebra, yet an idol to so many teenage women.
I took algebra 3 years in a row.
3 years around? Oh, you mean failed?
Yeah.
Good girl. Good girl. What's up?
Wow.
Okay, I want to know how, like, shrooms, like, how they affect you, like, what happens when you take them. And
we don't fully know.
Well, they hurt your ability to do math equations.
Fractions. It probably will be the same as other hallucinogens in that it will predispose you to memory problems and chronic depressions.
Because I already have, like, some depression problems.
Right, so it's going to make that worse.
Like, how will it affect, like, me, like, physically?
Like, make your ass fat.
It can damage the brain cells that are there to make you have an okay mood. It's why you're taking your
energy. Does it affect your body, like, physiologically, like your heart rate or anything?
No, well, yes, it does, but not in any kind of damaging way, but it probably damages your brain.
Okay, and also, like my friend said, it makes, like, because I have an eating disorder, and I want to know, like, because he said it makes you, like, want to, like, he said some kids, like, get all suicidal and stuff, and, like.
Right, that's what I'm telling you, you get depressed.
You get depressed, like, super depressed?
Yes, you can.
Or just sort of?
You can.
Like, remember how depressed you were the third time you failed algebra?
Yeah.
Yeah, that kind of depressed.
Oh, okay.
All right, baby. Now, shouldn't you be going, you know, you ought to drop out and go to, like, beauty college.
No.
Why? You're not going to college.
Yeah, I am.
BS.
Yeah, I am.
You failed algebra three times?
No, I'm in geometry now.
All right, yeah. Baby. Where are you going?
I'm going to Oregon State.
Oregon State, of course.
All right there, baby. Go Ducks. Wait a minute.
No,
go Beavers. Yeah, all right. I corrected myself. Hi, baby.
All right.
All right. Easy on them shrooms. Listen, all you screwballs, your brain, that's part of your body.
Yeah, see, this is the thing. The teenagers don't really understand the brain is them. That part of you where you experience consciousness, self, everything you experience of life, that's your brain. That's your brain.
All
the rest of it's there to support your brain. Everything else.
Yeah, they're very interested in brain. That's a no-brainer.
Well, they sort of think like, well, what am I going to use that for? I'm not going to be a scientist. So the brain.
I don't think it gets extrapolated that far. I just think the thinking is synonymous with being, so it's a given.
Right.
I don't know if they're able to
abstract.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Let's talk to John. John.
Hello.
You're 16, John?
I was wondering how long should I wait before I ask this girl who was dumped recently out?
She was dumped by someone you knew?
Yeah.
A good friend?
Well, kind of. He's an acquaintance.
Well, if it's a friend, we kind of think it's like a 6-month rule, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, he was a good bud before this guy wanted to bang his girlfriend. Now it's just barely an acquaintance.
I always am in favor of the sort of putting her on notice method, which is letting her know you're interested and don't put any heat on her.
Count down to humping, baby.
When she's ready to date again, then you let her know that you're available. You would like to date her.
T minus 5.5. And counting.
It's up to her, really, where she feels comfortable then.
Okay.
Well, how long has it been?
Probably about a month or two.
Well, wait a minute. What's it been?
2 days.
Oh, 2 days? Yeah.
They're only going out for about a week, though.
Oh, yeah, that's nothing. That's nothing. You get in there, John.
And,
get in. Hey, listen to me. Get in there immediately. Do you hear me?
Okay.
Get in, wusser.
And I'm in algebra right now, and I'm in the 10th grade.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
did you fail three times?
No, I slept in pre-algebra for three times.
Slept?
Yeah.
What goes on in pre-algebra that doesn't go on in algebra? You can't just have a basic algebra? You have a pre-algebra?
Yeah.
All right, I feel real bad. All right, John.
Thank you.
Good times. Drew, I'm going to take a look. I'm thinking about playing some basketball on Saturday.
Your ankle looks normal again.
Yeah, you know why? Because you're looking at the one that's not hurt, you idiot. Thanks for the compliment. Now, I'm going to tape it up and everything.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's
you re-injured. It's going to...
Re-injured?
The slightest little re-injury, it's going to go nuts.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was kind of... See right in here where my hand is? Still like a pretty big shelf I was looking at when I was looking at my other ankle.
Yeah, it's still there.
Maybe not ready for Saturday?
It's just going to be risky.
All right. I'll tape it up. And, I'm not scared of the needle.
But why did you ask me? I told you not to do it.
I will listen.
Fantasy answer.
All right, let's take a little quick breakaroo, yep. And we'll get back with you after this. Yeah. Hey, everybody, Loveline. Adam Carolla, that's Dr. Drew over there. Having a real manly discussion on women's ice skating. Drew knows all of them.
Well, because my daughter's on skates and all these rinks where they train and stuff.
Oh,
it's crazy.
Man, she knows all. You know all the gals.
Yeah.
Oh, eating disorder. Can you say eating disorder? Yeah. Hey, I wanted, just before I move on and get away from my love of scholastic achievement and speaking about never taking an algebra class, one last little footnote here. When I went to junior college and took all the tests, you know, so they figure out where to put you.
Right.
Advanced algebra.
Oh, you should take advanced algebra.
I was in the advanced algebra section. When that's how my math testing.
Wow.
They give you a math test.
That's interesting.
And they could place you in regular math or
so
retarded math.
You had to figure it out on your own, basically.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I still never did get the answer to that, but when I got my test score back, I was in the advanced algebra section. Of course, this is another thing that's wrong with junior college.
That's a damn lie, and you know it!
I know. Sounds like it. Alicia? Hello.
Alicia?
Hello?
15. What's going on?
Adam?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Hey, baby.
Oh, man, I'm so happy right now.
Oh, man, me too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because otherwise we wouldn't be talking.
Okay.
Yeah.
What characteristics do you look for in a woman?
I have two main qualities I like in a gal.
Oh, really?
Yeah, two. Yeah, right boob, left boob.
Well,
that,
put those all in one category.
That's what I'm saying.
And then you have another category. It's sort of
I like
bouncy, bouncy.
No, I like a laid back gal, easy going, like a Labrador.
Oh, okay.
You know, not too smart, but friendly, and easy. Not a lot of baggage.
Man, I just want to tell you, you are so hot.
Yeah, I dig you. You're not one of those big thinkers, are you?
Huh? What? Of course I'm a big thinker.
What you just said is very stupid.
Because that would lead to trouble.
No, but I'm serious. I thought you were hot since I was like 12.
Now that you're the ripe old age of 15, you're still with me, huh?
Exactly.
Yeah, baby.
I'm so disappointed because I just moved to Texas.
From where?
From San Pedro, California.
From San Pedro.
Mm.
Right by Long Beach.
It's kind of a
that's
comparable.
A push.
Yeah.
I call that a push.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I used to like listen to the show every night.
Well, do you hear us now?
Yeah, this is awesome.
Fantastic. Well, I guess we'll be going to your junior prom next year, huh?
Oh, hopefully.
Yeah, good times. All right, so what qualities do you have?
Or no, what qualities does she look for in a man? How about that?
Well, I don't know.
All right, what qualities do you have, Alicia? All right.
Has a cable TV show and a Brillo head.
Guys with dark hair and
no.
Eyebrows.
Yeah. You come to the right place.
No, he wants to know whether what you're like. Yeah, okay.
What I'm like?
Yeah, whether we could hook up, you know?
Oh, well, I've got dark hair.
Yeah, yeah.
I've got blue eyes.
Ooh, that's nice. I like that. I do like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah,
I've
15,
got
yeah.
Big boobs, too.
All right, baby.
34D, I'm serious.
Wow, sweet. All right, baby, listen. You stay clean and keep them grades down. And we're going to be... No, down. I don't want any smart chicks. And we're going to be talking in a few years, okay?
Yeah, of course, definitely.
All right, baby.
Okay.
Take care.
Love you guys so much.
Good times.
So happy.
Yeah, me too. All right, I wasn't, but now I am. I don't like. I think smart is highly overrated. I really do. That leads to trouble. Smart people are miserable. You ever notice that? By the way.
Yeah.
Usually smart guys tortured, and the women, they're worse than guys because they're not biologically set up to be smart. So when they're smart, it's like, oh man, it really rattles their cage, you know. Now you give me, and baggage is always bad. There's people, I don't mean baggage like, you were molested or raped or anything like that, although that's a factor. But there's some people that just got, they got a serious agenda going. And the voice inside their head is so loud that you can never get past their agenda.
Right.
You know these people?
Right.
You don't feel like you're ever just sort of wiping the slate clean and starting anew.
Right.
There always feels like they're pushing a certain direction or getting back to something. And it becomes annoying. I like I said, I like a lab. Nice black Labrador. Brad?
Yeah.
You're 20?
Yep.
What's up?
Just about a week and a half ago, my girlfriend had some bleeding going on, and she was afraid that it might have been a miscarriage.
Because it was not at the time of her normal period?
Yeah, it was 2 weeks after her period, and I thought that was kind of early.
Was it a different intensity, or was there pain associated?
And she was getting cramps from it.
And it was, but only 2 weeks after the period before?
Yeah, so it was only 2 weeks after the period.
How could you really have a miscarriage before there's an implantation?
It's like, I don't understand.
No, she just had some mid-cycle. But is she on the pill?
Yeah, she is on the pill. We have sex pretty regularly.
She's on the pill. She can't get pregnant.
I don't understand how the bleeding would come out.
That just happens on the pill all the time.
Does it?
That's a normal side effect of the pill.
There's irregular bleeding going
mid-cycle
on?
Mid-cycle bleeding, absolutely.
Okay.
All right there, buddy. You go.
Yeah.
Very good times.
Good times, Brad.
Thank
all right, let's
have
talk
fun
to
down there with Arizona. No.
Well, do
you like to torture yourself? I know you must. Seriously, Anderson.
You know, we could.
Is it nearly as much torture for you as it is for me?
I think it's because Tara's by herself tonight.
We'll work a little later.
Oh, you want to give her a break?
I know. I want to watch her work extra hard.
Work a little Chief Iron Eagle into the lightning round.
I was thinking that too.
That would be interesting.
You got any
How
good,
would you do that?
Any Indian sound effects? No. No. That's the wrong Indian. No, that's Hindu. All right. You got out on the prairie. Hey, Rachel.
Yes.
You're 26?
Mm-hmm.
You got some type of wine that's not going to turn my teeth red?
Yes, you should drink a Pinot Noir.
Hmm. Pinot Noir, but
why,
wait a minute.
Why do Pinots?
It doesn't turn your teeth purple.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
What color is a Pinot Noir?
It's dark.
It's
but
red.
It's a lighter grape, yeah.
Oh, it's a lighter red.
Right, there's Pinot Noir and there's Pinot Blanc.
Pinot's the new thing now, Pinot Noir. So you would like it. No, you would.
All right, I'll try it. But I didn't.
It's the Oregon grape now.
I didn't.
Oh, you're up in Portland, right?
I'm in Portland, but actually, apparently, the really good Pinots are coming out of France right now.
Well, look, I don't support the French in any way. So
good Pinots in Portland.
That's number one, and number two, I didn't fall for all this white Zinfandel BS about 10-15 years ago. I'm not about to fall for this one and get made fun of, like all you idiots who got into that white Zinfandel in 1987. Remember that stuff?
Oh yeah.
Oh, that's a delightful wine. Yeah, it's Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
You retards. Of course, it's delightful. Doesn't taste like wine. It's Bartles and James.
That was just a hangover from the 70s.
It was?
Yeah. It was 82, 84.
Pink wine. So this Pinot Noir?
Yeah.
Isn't that black?
Yeah.
What's Pinot mean?
I don't know.
Okay. No, don't want to get into it.
Yeah.
Jessica?
Means amo.
Yeah. Hi.
Hey, you're 17.
Yeah. What? I have a friend that our relationship is kind of friends with benefits.
Mm-hmm.
And we're at the beginning stages of that, I guess, and I'm starting to like him, and I know
which always happens with this friends with benefit things. Always somebody gets attached. Always. And
well,
then
it's not
then,
even getting attached. You were into it. That's why you agreed to the benefits part in the first place.
Yeah. So my question is, do I have a chance with him? Because, I mean, we've only hooked up once.
Well, what the sort of cultural standard is that you have the talk. You start talking.
Mm-hmm.
You heard this now? The female initiates talking.
Yeah.
And talking is should we be boyfriend, girlfriend kind of thing. Of course, guys don't initiate this kind of discussion because friends with benefits are just fine with them.
Well,
no problem.
Well, how long have you been friends with this guy?
I've known him ever since 7th grade, and we've been talking more like...
Say?
Mm-hmm.
Having
like
the talk,
within the last 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
How long have you been friends with benefits?
Like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Like, I've only hooked up with him once.
Yeah. And is he...
Inclined?
How do you know you're friends with benefits? I mean, you guys hooked up.
You kinda, like,
you're friends. Don't you kind of So you know he's not interested.
You don't see him going, I want to see you every night. We got to see more of each other.
Yeah, that's true.
You know.
Well, does he want to take you out?
No, he hasn't asked.
All right, so it's just friends.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, look, there's no harm in telling him or asking him.
Right. I mean, you've already gone. I mean, you've taken the relationship, you know, sort of as far as it can go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Find out if he wants to sort of take it all the way.
Well, let me give this piece of advice to all the people that are in this position. You don't want to ask because you fear the answer will be no.
Mm-hmm.
And when people don't want to ask any question, it's usually because they fear the answer will be no.
They know the answer will be no. They know that's sort of the attitude of the person, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but nobody knows for sure before they ask a question because you're eliminating the need to ask the question if you know, jackass.
Right.
But now you fear it will. There's a high percentage it's going to be no, so you don't ask. But if you don't ask, then you just sort of live your life as if it's no, and you never get any of the benefits of the person saying yes anyway. So, you know, why not ask?
And also, guys will get away with what you let them get away with. I mean, a guy may be able to step up to a plate and have a relationship if you sort of push him over the edge. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's like a guy, he'll lay down, sit in the couch and drink beer unless you go, hey, come on, let's go. And then he'll rally.
Yeah, I'm with you. Kelsey?
Okay, sorry, I'm really shy right now.
What's the matter, baby?
Okay, my boyfriend, I just found out that he's schizophrenic.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been this way for, like, the past 3 years. We've gone out for about a year and a half. I just found this out. He's taking medication for it.
Hang on a second. You've been dating 18 months and you didn't know he was schizophrenic?
No, because he's medicated. No, I'm serious.
Did you not know he was on medication?
No, he didn't tell me. I didn't find out until I talked to his mom.
18 months?
Even medicated, you should know.
No, I'm serious.
No, it's got to be pretty mild then.
No, he's completely normal.
Well, as far as Kelsey's concerned, see what I'm saying? Kelsey's radar's a little...
Yeah, Kelsey?
Okay, so I wondered, he's been getting high lately.
Yeah.
He was never doing that before, and I was wondering if this was going to mess with his medication.
Absolutely. Schizophrenic have a tendency to go towards drugs and alcohol.
What will his behavior be like?
Well, it depends.
Schizophrenic behavior?
Hey, calm down.
It depends what kinds of schizophrenia, what his manifestations have been. Schizophrenia is a thought disorder where they start having strange beliefs about themselves and the world, and they have ideas of reference, and they believe that they become delusional, that other people are thinking about them or beaming thoughts into them. They may see things or think other people are thinking about them.
They'll hear voices.
They'll think they're someone else sometimes.
You're insane. But if this guy is on medication...
He acts completely normal. No, I mean, as far as I can tell, this is all I've known of him.
Where are you from? What's that accent?
Lithuania.
Lithuanian?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
Sounds Mexican.
I thought it was Rosie Perez.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, so here's what I'm saying. I think he must have a sort of mild the case of it. Otherwise, she would catch on because this is not something you can disguise very well, even with medication. Can you think Kelsey's retarded?
Not retarded. She just not got good judgment. And she idealizes people, I'm sure. And so she dismisses, you know, looks away from all of his shortcomings. I mean, he's got to have some personality issues and some flatness in his affect.
Kelsey?
I'm not retarded.
Yeah, I was arguing with Drew about that, but he says yes. Why? I know this is an impossible question to pose to you, but are you the kind of person that doesn't notice a lot of things?
No, wishful thinking.
Wish would say idealized.
All right, so this guy has shown some signs of some trouble in the last 18 months.
Of course.
Moodiness, that's all I see. It's moodiness.
Oh, boy. And she's real dismissive about it.
Yeah.
You know, people, you always know they're talking themselves into something. When they say it twice, they go, moodiness is all I see. Moodiness.
That's it.
Moodiness. Yeah, okay. I'm going with moody.
Check.
Alex, give me moody for 800. Okay, Kelsey, time to open your eyes, baby.
What's happening now? How is he manifesting?
No, he's all right now.
Well, what have the manifestations been that
moody.
You were concerned might be part of his schizophrenia?
A little moody.
Well, he wasn't taking drugs at all. Now he is.
Wasn't taking his medication?
No, like smoking weed.
Yeah, but what other symptoms are you seeing other than moodiness?
The moodiness. He gets angry.
Anything else?
No, it's like abnormal anger, like noticed a little bit.
No, he's good. He's good.
Does he have any funny thoughts or ideas or feelings about other people?
He's very paranoid.
He's paranoid. So it's called paranoid schizophrenia.
All moody.
Paranoia is not a normal state for a human being, okay?
Mm-hmm. Hey, Kelsey?
Mm.
How's life going? What are you doing? You're thinking about going to junior college. You're not even in junior college, are you?
No.
But you've had some thoughts about going to junior college, am I right?
No, I want to go to trade school.
You do?
Trade school?
What do you want to learn?
I want to be a bartender.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Good girl.
What made you come from Lithuania to here?
My parents dragged me here.
You didn't want to?
No.
Find a good schizophrenic guy and settle down with him.
Would things have been better if you'd stayed there?
No, probably not.
In America, the streets are lined with schizophrenics. All right. Hey, Kelsey.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, go to that bar. What are you doing right now?
Waiting to die like you.
Yeah. Hey, maybe we could get together. Yeah, seriously. You're living at home. You're not doing
happy
anything.
She's happy like you, but waiting to die. Oh, but she naps and masturbates, too.
Yeah. You're living at home. You're not working?
Okay, yeah.
Where do you work?
No, I don't work.
Don't work. No, nothing, huh? Just nothing?
No schizophrenic boyfriend. That's all.
That's it.
And then waits to die.
Let me tell you something about this country, baby. We work over here. You know what I'm saying? That's why it works.
You mean I can't raise goats over here?
No, you can't. Herding is and shepherding. No, they're out of the top 10 of jobs in this country.
Jeez.
Just recently.
I'm trying to think of the name of the capital of Lithuania. Asker.
Kazakhstan.
No.
Capital of
Lithuania. No, it doesn't. Capital of Lithuania is Kelsey. Kelsey.
Did she hang up?
How dare you?
Well, put her on hold for 8 seconds.
Kelsey? All right. Now I'm going to be troubled the way you were troubled about Chula Vista.
Well, maybe the capital of...
Vilnius.
Vilnius is the capital? I've never even heard of that.
Yep.
All right, listen there, Drew. Yep. I was going to say that maybe it's Chula Vista. It's possible. Could be more than one town named Chula Vista.
Somebody tell me if it's Vilnius or not. I'll look up in the dictionary.
Stop doing that.
Stop doing that with our callers. Stop asking them questions.
It sounds like Pinot.
Yeah.
It's Pinot Noir show, huh?
All right, take a little break. Then we'll come back after this.
Where's the
count? No, the chit-chit. All right, I'm done.
Oh.
No, I'm tired.
Oh, man.
I got no sleep.
I've never seen you run out of steam like that.
Had some guys spraying insulation at my house today.
Spraying insulation.
Yeah, this is what I sound like to most people.
Most? Yeah.
Drew, you should take... Well, you've taken car trips with me before, right? I just start sounding like that eventually.
Just
right?
that first drop. This one. That's what I hear.
Now, is that all right? Well, but here's what you hear, though. You hear me getting angry, though. Here's what Drew hears. Oh, is that what I'm talking about? Well, is that what the compliment? And I said, and this bitch comes back and says, well, we all blah, 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 blah. So my question is,
No, got to throw in a couple moms.
No, it's
grandma, mom, and then
stewardess.
Stewardess. Hey, screwball, you're not listening.
Oh, let me tell you what I did. Uh-oh. Oh, I'll tell you off.
No, what? Come on.
All I can. I got on the phone with somebody who was one of the higher ups for American Airlines a couple days ago.
Oh, I've got to hear this.
And explain to them some things they needed to do.
How did this happen?
Had a connection, and I needed some help on something, so I called the number and got this person. Her kid's a fan of the Man Show or something. I explained to her about the headphones and the music
and
my sleeping channel.
United has that now. I just flew a bunch on United this last week. Yes. Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
No voice.
Mm-hmm.
Just that new age music goes constantly. Mm-hmm. I slept to it this morning. Na na che.
Na na che. Na na kaka. Si jamana de jamana pa te kaka. Steve?
Yeah.
Yeah. Silver-haired man speak with forked tongue.
They must have, this woman, this executive you spoke to, must have loved that input.
Oh, yeah. People love my input.
Oh.
I told her I wanted an apology, too. Go ahead, Steve.
Well, I was just wondering, I've heard a lot of my friends and other guys saying that girls, like most girls, expect guys to and like it better if guys trim their pubic hair down there. I was just wondering if...
Mm-hmm.
If that's true, and most guys do, and if there's anything...
Well, Adam and I are old-fashioned about this kind of thing.
It's 16. You shouldn't need to be doing too much trimming, should you?
And why, why the big concern about it?
Well,
16-year-old guys are more concerned about what they look like to other guys, too, aren't they? That's where they're walking around
well,
naked.
Well, here's the... Look, although, why is it really that much taboo to shave that? Or not shave that, but...
Trim it.
Trim it. Because it really does conduct smell. I know, I'm serious. Hair
contains.
It's right. Like Tupperware for stink.
Yeah, that's its function.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, that's why we have it in these places that make stink.
It's not to keep your balls warm?
The balls need to be cool. Remember, that's why they're outside
when
the
body. Got,
to protect
who
them
we
from
have?
The wind.
George Clinton in here, the king of funk, the godfather of funk.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you want to talk about funk. That big bird's nest he has up on his head with those dreads and everything, that guy had some funk going on. You have a guy go by with big hair or like dreads who's like a smoker or something, you smell it on him. Like the more hair you got, the more funk, it's like a funk trunk you carry your stink with.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, go ahead and trim it up there, Steve.
It won't grow back like a lot thicker?
No.
Okay.
Think about that logic. That means every time you cut your hair, you get thicker and thicker and thicker.
So, yeah, eventually.
Just take
look
over
like
the,
me.
Yeah, take over California.
Susan?
Hello?
You're 21?
Yes.
What's up?
Okay, I have a question for both of you guys. I'd like your opinion. Okay, I was recently married, but it doesn't really matter. My husband, who was my boyfriend first, he and I aren't really having sex.
No, they're not.
How long ago were you married?
We've been married. We got married in December.
How long have you been boyfriend girlfriend?
For over a year, like a year and a half now.
And how long have you not been having sex?
Well, it's not that we don't have it. It's just that.
Didn't you?
No, listen. I always want to, and he doesn't always want to.
Well, Zavala,
how many times are you doing it?
Maybe once a week.
Well, Zavala,
that's kind of one and a half times a week is normal.
Zavala,
sort of average.
I don't think that's normal.
Why do you think it's not normal?
Because I want to have more sex and he doesn't want to. And also, I notice that if we go out and he's been drinking, then he just wants to go to sleep.
Well,
that's not abnormal either. Does he drink every night?
No, not every night. I would say on weekends when we go out and... If he goes out with his friends, then he gets drunk. But even if he's not drinking, he'll just.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like he wants to have it.
Were you a more active couple originally?
We were originally, and
what was at your best? Where were you?
Probably 3 times a week, 4 times.
Yeah.
Hey, is he doing a lot of masala work? Is he doing a lot of beating off?
I don't think so. No, he usually says that he like before we go we have sex. He says, I'm not going to last very long because we haven't. You know?
How's the relationship going?
It's okay. I mean, he's only been better every time. He's just been like, we are closer, we get along better, we really know each other a lot more.
Mm. How's the relationship? Hang on. How's the relationship going now?
It's not where I'd like it to be.
Yeah, okay.
Well, because of the sex? Or?
Yeah, but there's something else going on here.
No, that's really my biggest, that's really my only complaint. I mean, everything else, it's like when we were having better sex, we didn't know each other as well. And now that we're closer, we're not having as much sex.
There's something wrong. There's something.
Guys get weird with that intimacy thing, which is
I'm
banging the bejesus out of this new chick, and then she's my wife now.
Yeah.
And I got to ease
up. That's not a healthy thing.
All right. Well, listen, talk to him. tell him.
You're 4 months into a marriage here. Maybe you get a little help.
Maybe a little counseling. I mean, listen.
Things don't magically get better.
No, but I might just, you know, not in an attacking way, but just like over breakfast say, blah, 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 blah. And he's, at first, is probably going to be like, well, blah, blah, blah. But you're going to, you know, come, don't be aggressive, but be persistent. You know, he says hello, you say blah, 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 blah. And eventually, before you know it, there's a dialogue, blah, 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 and it's all working out. You know what I mean? I mean, why do you got to pay some shrink? Is this going to tell you, blah, 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 blah? You know what I'm saying? We can do that yourself. All righty.
All right, here we go.
I want to thank Tara. Don't call me Tara, goddammit, for doing a great job on the horn all day long and all, yeah. Well, we can,
she should have her hands cut off.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what happened to Damien. She's finally been incarcerated or?
Probably.
Not into that. All right, but I'm gonna thank Damien too.
Okay.
That's true.
And then of course, Anderson. Gay.
I wanna thank Lauren too.
Oh, Lauren's here too.
For doing a, nice job of, producing the show when, producer Ann is not around to produce. So, and, of course, Anderson too.
We've got great guests coming up the next 2 weeks, by the way.
Oh, man. Tara Patrick, Roswell Cast, 6 Feet Under Cast, which is supposed to be a great show, and I never see it, but everyone tells me how great it is.
Very funny. Very clever. Kathy Griffin's coming up.
Gorillaz, the band, and Jimmy Kimmel going to be in here for a couple of nights, so plenty of fun in store. And until next time, it's Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying, blah, holla. Nanahe. Cha cha cha, mama. Nanahe. Nanahe chica. Yaya nanana chica. Nanayewa. Cha cha cha, mama.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Engel. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.